There's a well-known question as to why we don't say Ashechianu on Sfiras Omer. Like most mitzvos that we have, a mitzvah that happens once a year, so the first time we do that mitzvah, we say Ashechianu. Why don't we say Ashechianu for Sfiras Omer? What's interesting is that some Rishonim explain that the Ashechianu of Sfiras Omer was included in the Ashechianu that we said on Seder night, on Pesach. And there are those who say that actually the Ashechianu for Sfiras Omer is said on Shavuos. And that's the Ashechianu that we're reciting both on Shavuos but also on the completion of Sfiras Omer. Either way you slice it, it seems that Sfiras Omer is smack in the middle between two very important holidays, Pesach and Shavuos. And what's clear is that whether you hold that the Ashechianu is really the Ashechianu that we say on Seder night, meaning that when we left Mitzrayim, the goal wasn't just to leave Mitzrayim, but was to get eventually to Shavuos, was to get to Har Sinai, and therefore the Ashechianu on Sfiras Omer already started on Pesach night when we started to leave Mitzrayim, because the goal was to leave and to count days and to have 7 weeks leading up all the way to Shavuos. Or, if you see on the other hand, that really Ashechianu is on Shavuos night, because that's the ultimate goal. The Sfiras Omer is just a preparation for getting to the Shavuos, and that the Ashechianu that we say there is on the completion of this entire cycle. Either way, it's clear that the emphasis of Sfiras Omer is Shavuos, is leading up to Shavuos. Sometimes we forget about this point, because many years after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we had the instant of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim and all of the mourning practices that we have. And there are many other holidays that now, once the State of Israel has been established, that have kind of taken the forefront of Sfiras Omer. But in truth, Sfiras Omer really is a count from Pesach to Shavuos, meaning we're trying to count up towards Matan Torah. So I believe that the emphasis that we should have during these 7 weeks is to focus on Ahavas HaTorah, focus on loving Torah. It's very hard to come into Shavuos night to try to stay up the entire night if a person hasn't prepared. If a person doesn't love the Torah that he learns, so then why would I stay up all night learning? And therefore, I would encourage everyone every single day to try to learn a little bit of Torah that he enjoys. Sometimes we have Torah that we need to learn. Maybe we're in yeshiva or in another context where we have Torah that we quote-unquote need to learn. But every day of Sfiras Omer, a person should try to find 2 minutes of something, a chumash, a Moser Sefer, something that a person loves. And therefore, in that way, a person can build up his love of Torah. And therefore, when we get to eventually Shavuos, which is the goal of Sfiras Omer, we can come into that night of Shavuos with so much excitement that we're going to be able to learn Torah the entire night using our Ahavas HaTorah that we gained during Sfiras Omer.